Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, the lead digital strategist here at EWR
and CEO
Digital.
And one of the owners here with your little bobblehead hat.
That's hat,
what
hat,
Apple.
Hat.
No hats.
Last time, no.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is actually podcast number 472.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, 472. That's a lot of podcasts.
That's hours and hours and hours of content, Chris.
We are broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, we are your results rebels.
Well, cowabunga or
some hand gesture that you would do. For you tuning into us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and follow, because that's kind of important. That's what you need to, or you should shiko us.
Yeah. Share, like, follow, boom.
Shiko boom.
Shiko boom. We just coined a new
share,
term.
Like and follow us, please. Share, spread the word, let people know about our podcast and the value.
You know, this is important because, like, you said eWeb Results, I said EWR.
Yep.
Like, we have an identity crisis right now.
Yeah.
So someone should help them identify brand identity.
If only there was an article about 10 must-have elements to develop your brand identity. Thank you, Mr. Ron Liebeck.
Yeah.
Face to you, Search Engine Journal article. We're going to get up. There's actually 10. We're going to break it up into two podcasts because
we really have to. We can handle that.
I do have a review for you, right? This is pretty exciting. This is from Ian S., and he's written 3 reviews on Google at one point or another.
Is he a client?
And Ian, his review is, of course,
5 stars.
It says, Jennifer, Adam, Yvonne, right? Jamarcus have been absolutely amazing. They have helped our business in areas where we struggle online. The results take time to kick in. During that time, their team was highly efficient at communicating our direction and educating us as to why we were doing the things we were doing. We cannot recommend eWeb enough. Identity crisis over.
Yeah, it's people calling us eWeb too. Yeah, but here's what I took away.
Punch in the face to you.
Yes,
Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
We really appreciate that.
We appreciate your support.
Petif,
he did actually a video. He was part of the video testimonial for them. Like we had a couple different people at that company talk about kind of where we've touched them. But the thing I can tell you that I like about this.
Yeah.
Is this is giving kudos to the team.
The whole team.
The whole team. Yeah. Not the whole team, but. Yeah. The team on that account.
The team except for you.
Exactly. Chris and I were not mentioned, all right? So we have built an excellent team here.
Yeah.
And depending on your account, you'll have different account managers, different producers on your team, and they're excellent, okay?
Yeah.
Like, so this is an account that Chris and I are not touching. They always have access to us. We see them when they come in. But the team is delivering the results for them, and they're happy.
Yep.
And I think that that's important when you're building a scalable company to build it with the right people.
I mean, kind of following with our mission of delivering wow results to a million businesses. Like, how do you do that if we have to touch every account? That's just never going to happen. And so building a team, and you're doing the team building the team that can deliver these kinds of results, that's amazing. So in a way, how did you turn that into a compliment for you? How did that work? You started off with...
I don't even take improv, Chris.
You started with... it's great. It's all about the team because... The team is mine.
You said that. I did not say that. You took it in that direction.
But it's all true. It is about growing a business that delivers a lot of amazing value to our customers. And so we couldn't be more excited about that.
And Chris, you've set the tone so well to do that.
Thank you.
You've created the environment for people to grow and learn and want to come here and be part of the team. And ultimately... This is a baby that you have birthed.
This is a baby. My baby's getting all grown up. I don't know a customer.
He is grown up. The name, like, it's like you don't want to go by your nickname anymore, right?
Yeah,
it's I want to go with.
Name.
It's like it's Jonathan or whatever.
It's now Christopher. Yes. We did Shiko. Hey, can they get they can get t-shirts. Is it still up?
Well, so we changed the swag
on
Best SEO Podcast to blogs.
Okay.
Okay, because we're producing a lot of content on the platform.
Yeah.
We are going to reintroduce swag, but they're going to be for the podcast, right?
Okay,
because right now,
e-web, they're kind of generic.
They're for e-web, right? Yeah. And so really what we saw in the request we got was, hey, I love the podcast, yep. right?
And maybe I own a digital marketing agency and I don't want to actually walk around with your digital marketing agency on my shirt, but I would be happy to have your podcast on my shirt.
Yeah. I think that that's the underlying tone. No one said that to me directly. But I think that the employees love the shirts
yeah.
and like are wearing them
Boom.
Almost every day, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, may the rank be with you.
Actually, this is...
Be what, a good human.
That, like we need to have this one. As,
I like that one.
Like, yeah. this could be one of the core tenets,
yep.
right, as we develop the mature brand.
Be kind and prosper.
Yeah. It's kind of like Google, but as they matured, they got rid of Don't Be Evil.
Yeah.
Right? As well, we talk about brands. Isn't that
scary,
weird?
Isn't
that weird? They're like... Yeah. Like that line, and then there's that documentary that's like the creepy line.
How do you make
and he's like, I walk right up to the creepy line, but we don't cross it. And I'm
line.
Like, come on.
Yeah. 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 What does that meeting look like? It's like, I would like to suggest that we remove the don't do evil from our.
I mean, that was probably a corporate meeting. Like
course.
That had to be approved. You
it
know?
Had to be a huge corporate
that's
meeting.
That's interesting.
A couple of exciting things have happened. You have a new baby.
I do.
That's exciting. Congratulations. That's and you're here and you look well rested. So that's good news.
It's a challenge with like juggling everything,
yeah.
but two kids under that can't speak under 18 months
yeah.
is definitely
a challenge.
A challenge
yeah.
and a
hard work
and a job, multiple jobs. All in itself.
Yeah. yeah. And it's rewarding. Like, it's the little looks and the like, oh, he can do that now. Like, that's
really
cool.
awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Google, and we can debate this when this exactly happened, but Google changed their search and result page. So it looks different. So that's pretty exciting.
They're trying to optimize it for paid ads,
yeah.
right? They're doing a lot of
so
things.
So now the paid ads blend in more.
Yeah. Know? Well, the Falcon kind of changed.
Yeah.
Also on mobile.
Favicon.
Favicon.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
I can't. I actually have a grammar.
Like designers like do that.
There's people that write. I can't pronounce anything.
Yeah.
But anyways, also if you look on mobile.
Yeah.
Like it's just all ads.
Yeah.
Right? And they got to find a way to where it's not too, like if it's too many ads, you just skip to where there's no ads.
Right.
So it's like you have to blend it in. So they're putting it at top, bottom.
Yeah.
I see studies coming out with the service-based ads. They're doing actually a really good job of grabbing more of the overall traffic
right.
and becoming paid traffic.
Right.
Right? And
yep.
And just how people are using search engines are changing social media platforms, et cetera.
So. And in reality, as long as they're doing a really good job of making sure that you can't snake in a useless ad
yeah.
based on the search phrase,
it like, makes for a better
it's
going to
be a
experience.
Fine
yeah.
experience, right?
Yeah.
Along those lines, Google is removing the ads and the sponsors label from flight searches. You know, Google actually bought the software for keeping track of like when flights happen and all of that stuff. And now they're incorporating it and they're pulling off the ads.
So
changing the look again.
Well, so what they're ultimately doing where I've seen some real heat too, right?
Yeah.
So these are... I think that these are symptoms of like a greater plan,
right?
Right, that they have, which is the massive like categorization of all information and the AI that they're building and all this kind of stuff. But where they're getting hit with some lawsuits or
right.
potential lawsuits is they're grabbing people's content on their website, putting it on their search engine like it's their content, and then trying to keep people on the search engine and not go to the site. So if you can see...
It's interesting. The next point right here is, if your listing has earned the featured snippet, it will not be repeated on the first page of Google. Right? So you're right. Like, you get on the featured snippet, and now the goal is to maybe not have them go to your website.
Yeah. Like, so Google's taking content, trying to find ways to create, like... intermediary where they'll be the vendor to the airline companies.
Yep.
Right? Basically scraping all the data and saying, hey, you don't have to leave. And when you're ready to buy, you buy
right here.
Right here.
Through us.
Boom.
And we earn a commission.
Just like Amazon is 50% of all online purchases.
Yep.
Google's trying to be the rest of the internet, I think.
Yeah. The rest of the online purchases.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
We haven't even got into it. Gosh, the potatoes are getting big.
Jump into the podcast. Let's jump into this article. Ron Liebach and 10 must-have elements to develop your brand identity.
I love this picture, too.
The Beatles, the Lego Beatles crossing.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Lego's done a really good job with their brand. Talking about brands, I know we're going way off on a tangent, but did you know that Lego lost its patent in like 1983? And basically, they started getting all these different partnerships with different companies and starting to develop, you know, these customized Star Wars and all this kind of stuff. And really, anybody could actually build
Exact same Legos.
The foundational Legos. I don't know about with the partnerships
because
they're locked in with Star Wars and stuff like that. But no one's really, I don't see anybody out there really trying. I mean, maybe there's Duplos
releasing
or big blocks.
Generic Legos, yeah.
No one's releasing generic Legos, but they could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great business idea.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So we're about to talk about, 10 must-haves to develop your brand identity. If only there were somebody nearby who had, written a book about branding, a book titled, what is this right here on our table? Build Your Brand Mania by Matt. Hey, that's you.
Who wrote the forward?
Matt Bertram, forward by Chris. That's me. Wow, and Brian Horn. So this is going to be cool. You get to check off, is that in your book? How important do you think
it is? This is basically everything I knew 3 years ago. Yeah. as far as branding goes. And I tried to incorporate a lot of digital marketing into it in lay terms. So I tried not to use the word SEO.
Right.
But almost everything, all roads lead to SEO,
in my
opinion.
Immensely important. All right, so let's jump into this. One of the things that he says, I thought this was interesting. Jeff Bezos says that branding is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
I like that.
That's kind of interesting.
I like that.
When you have created a strong brand identity, it takes care of branding and brand awareness. I don't know what that means exactly.
Say it one more time.
When you have created a strong brand identity, it takes care of branding and brand awareness.
I think that people know how to position you. It's like a focus beam of light.
Yeah.
That they know what you're about. If you don't know what you're good at or what you do or what, I know we're going to probably talk about USP.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, people, you're just in the ether.
Even your own team is in the ether, the people who are within the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So number one, this is 10 must-have elements to develop your brand identity. Number one is find and focus on your target audience. You're taking off your jacket already?
I'm taking off my jacket. I mean, I wore the jacket because you weren't wearing your jacket and you always wear your jacket.
Somebody had
and
to
it
wear
it. It was kind of the passing of the torch, I felt like.
You were, but I guess. Now the torch is on fire and he's taking off his jacket.
Exactly. It's hot.
Find and focus on your target audience. First, you have to understand the attendant audience. And he's talking about getting in, digging deep, knowing their passions, their goals, their decision-making processes. Basically, whatever it is you need to know about them so that you can speak to them in their language. And again, them is the people. So if we're talking about our customers, we're trying to figure out what drives their customers, what really drives them so that we can help them guide that brand.
Target persona, building out those target personas and understanding what makes them tick and building the customer avatars.
Yeah. And so things are, what are their goals? What are their frustration? What prompts their decisions to act? How do they interact with other brands and their services and products? And I think, we've incorporated a new process.
We got a workshop for that.
It's a workshop. that may be the phrase of the podcast. We got a workshop for that. We need a button.
Yeah, that we actually designed 16 different workshops.
Yes.
Based upon our opinion of what actually needs to happen. And we're trying to now translate that in to the customer pain points and in the customer's language. Because this is what we need or what we think you need to deliver this online, but how do we back that in where there's a business case?
So basically, it's hey, what do we need from the customer? Oh, that's a workshop, right? And there are 16 of them, depending on the services that they're engaging us for. And so now that's a lot.
Yeah.
So we're how do
which
we?
Which one do I buy on the
combine
menu? Right?
A couple and consolidate. Yeah. So that's one of them is right.
But I do like the tagline. We have a workshop for that.
We have a workshop.
I like that. Yeah.
We have it would be great on a button.
Yeah. I wish one of these buttons would be, we need Ivan. We need more buttons.
Yes, we need more
Put
buttons.
That down on the list. I need more buttons.
I don't care what they say.
I just get stuff.
So which workshop, finding and focusing on your target audience, what is that? That's the customer journey. What workshop does that fall into?
Well, it depends, because right. It's actually a core component of anything we're doing.
So in order to start working with us, we need to know these things about your
customers.
Yeah,
we really need to know these things. It's kind of like, if we're going to be doing branding for you, we need to develop a brand guide for you
yep.
that we can follow to make sure everything's in line with what you're looking for. So
right.
so as you mature your brand and you develop your brand, these are fundamental foundational pieces you have to have. So and there's people out there in the market. Okay, there's actually somebody in the Houston market right now that sells workshops at $10,000, way above what
each,
we're charging,
right? Yeah.
Right, each. And he actually does a lot of market research and all this, but he gives you one female
persona
or avatar and one male for 10 grand.
Yeah.
Like there is tremendous value in that, and people are buying that, and it has a sustainable business. We believe in over-delivering on value, right?
Yes.
That is incorporation into a few of our workshops. But really, if you're going on the customer path, like to be working with eWeb Results, it's one of those kind of
foundational checkpoints
or roads that you kind of have to go through,
yep.
right? So it could be done in a couple different places right now.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So this is 10 must-have elements to develop your brand identity. Create a unique selling proposition. Seth Godin says, what makes you remarkable? I don't know that it needs to be remarkable. It certainly needs to make you different. And what would make somebody do business with you instead of somebody else? And I always like this example. Because I give talks kind of regularly.
You talk about this a lot.
This mastermind group. And one of the questions that I have for the group is, is great customer service a unique selling proposition? And most people will actually say, oh, yeah, that's what we deliver. We deliver great customer service. And I'm like, well, how many people are out there marketing on we deliver mediocre customer service?
Exactly.
No one markets on that. In fact, great customer service is actually understood. Now, there's commodity industries where that may be your differentiation.
Because there's no customer service in the industry or whatever, right?
Or it's just there's a lot of insurance is a kind of a classic example, right? How you come up with a unique, because it's fairly a commodity. Now, we have what we call an insurance advisor for our company, and that's a kind of a different animal. Most people don't get into that demarcation. They're just looking at, I'm an insurance salesperson, and my difference is customer service. I'll actually sit down and hold your hand through the process, like every other customer insurance person.
I feel like what you share is you just need to develop that concept more. Like, why is your customer service better?
What I was just gonna
say is Dan Kennedy, I'm a big follower of Dan Kennedy, looking at differently, people say, what's your target market, right? Because we're talking about customer personas. What's your target market? Well, we skipped. Okay, we're in the next one, sorry.
Yeah.
But this will tie into the end of it. What's your target audience or whatever? Small business owners.
Right.
No,
that's huge.
What's the niche down?
Yeah.
What specifically? There's riches in the niches.
Yep.
Right? And
there was a podcast about that at one point.
That's a Dan Kennedy quote, but it goes back to what you're talking about too, is we need to further develop this concept to really understand what that key differentiator is, because you're saying customer service as a broad term, but you got to articulate that to the customer of why specifically. We have 24-hour on-call service. We have people in the U.S. to answer the phone.
Right.
Whatever it is, right?
Yep.
But define why yours is better than the competition to help communicate that to your target market.
So that's niching down inside of the so-called unique selling proposition to actually arrive at a unique selling proposition.
And I will tell you that there's a fractional CMO that we work on and off. That's really one of his core products, is to just help you define your USP.
Unique, yeah.
So 3 to 4 hours, bunch of money to come with the USP. And it's so important.
It's
actually,
valuable.
Actually, a USP, we can break it even down into, USPs of buying a product, like the money back guarantee.
Yep.
Right? Like a money, like it's got to be an irresistible offer. Like, yep. So this goes to offer versus brand, but a money back guarantee, like there's no risk. Yeah. Right? Like that's
take
a,
away the risk.
That's an offer.
Right, so yeah. With customer service, I like your concept of like niching down into, hey, it's 24/7, it's US-based telephone bank, if that's what it is. The other thing that's really important in this, and this is what when I'm giving kind of mastermind speeches, it's really about, well, how do you prove it? How do you show great customer service? Reviews. Like
Reviews, testimonials, absolutely.
That's actually pretty easy. And the video testimonials are better. So
all
that's really
roads
good.
Lead to video
and, testimonials. And he asked the question, so if other people have a unique selling proposition, you might ask, well, if it's working for them, why don't I just use that unique selling proposition? And he makes a really good point. Like, so it turns out that Ron's actually pretty smart here. He's like, those people have different motivators and drives and different, what does he say, values than you have. And so their unique selling proposition is probably fundamentally different.
And I think that goes back to a key point of what you have to do online is be genuine.
Yeah.
Okay. And like people are attracted to whatever they're seeing online. And if it's not representative and there's not congruency in that, like if you have this beautiful website and then they come into like this office that is not representative of that, it's going to be a huge turnoff because
it's a disconnect. Yeah.
you're attracting, it's kind of like, if you think about the fishing terminology, like a lot of people think about sales fishing, like the bait's got to, well, that doesn't make sense, but whatever, because you got the fish, you just roll them into the boat. but there's got to be some
consistency.
Consistency, genuineness. Like I'm even seeing in social media, there's a merger of different platforms. Like you can't have your business persona out there, and then your Facebook or your Instagram or whatever be different.
Like, totally different.
Like there's the mergence of your presence in brick and mortar or in reality, and then online, and then probably virtual reality as well. Like who you are is this, like, you know, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. He talks about if you're struggling with your USP, you may kind of reference the book Blue Ocean Strategy and start coming up with, okay, well, let's not participate in the existing market. Let's create our own market, right?
I love Blue Ocean Strategy. It's great.
It's a great book. What makes you different, or what can you do to differentiate yourself from others? That's pretty good. And I was in a meeting at Shell, you know, typically a bunch of engineers. And it was one of these meetings, which was about like, how do we become closer as a team? And there was one guy stood up, raised his hand. He was like, yeah, I want to be, what did he say? I want to be friends with people in this room, but not, you know, not Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People level friends. And I was like, well, you haven't read that book. Because that book is legitimately about, hey, you need to ask Mary, how's her life going?
Yeah.
But you need to care, right? Like the book, the whole point of the book was that you can't just ask it because you're checking off a box. You actually have to care.
But he was looking at it like, that's fake.
Yeah, I don't think he read it. Yeah, I don't think he read it.
No, right? He just read the
title.
Here's
a book on how to... Everybody's influenced by being a friend. No. Like the way you actually get influenced
by being a genuine friend.
Actually being a genuine friend.
Being a genuine friend first, starting the cycle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Boom. And so this, remember, it's built on perceptions. Like a USP, exposing your core values is not easy, right? And core values, I love what Zappos did and Tony Hsieh did with Zappos, is they created a company culture book, right? And so everybody submitted, like, what is it about being at Zappos that drives you? That why do you come here every day? Yeah. And why are you not going to some other job? In fact, Zappos, I think at some point was like, as they're hiring, right before they hire, they're like, look, we'll hire you or we'll
give you $5,000 or something
like
that.
Yeah, right? Like $2,500 to leave. Yeah. Right?
And well, it's good. It's good. It gets people that aren't active in building the vision.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah.
The ultimate reason to highlight your core values, if others share similar values, you'll build a fan base quicker. And I think that goes back to what you said. You've got to be authentic online. You need to be online. And then two, you need to be authentic online. And that's what, you know, because really, that's when your core values come through. Like you can put them on a piece of paper and put them on a wall. You know, a smart whatever money grubbing business exec could write really kind of fluffy company core values, but you put them on a video, the fluffy core, you're not going to believe those fluffy core values.
I think that getting other people to confirm those things or through actions, right?
It's the actions is authentic.
I think that if you believe those core values, the result's going to be you're going to act in this way. And so, like, that's what ties it all together of, like when we started defining our core values was based on the culture that was already here.
Yes. That were the pieces that we liked and, you know, maybe carving out small little pieces that we
didn't. And then there was things, okay, we really like this. Let's expand on this area because we really like this. But a lot of our core values for us was, as we really solidified them, was what are we already doing and what has brought us all together and kept the glue of this group together, really, you know? So.
Well, and I think it's really, really important because you can go and get training on PPC. You can go and get training on SEO. By the way, you're not going to get better training than you get actually inside of this company.
That's true. So
why is it that a company should engage eWeb Results? And the answer is because of the team. And you want to understand our culture so that you know that you bring and keep the right team. And so if I'm doing research on an internet marketing agency or really kind of any sort of marketing agency, I want to know what it is about their company culture that keeps really talented people from going elsewhere.
I think that that's a whole another podcast idea, training.
Yeah.
You know, even how to look for a good agency.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that there's a lot
of... just stop looking and join us.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
That's the Cliff Notes version. Then we could do a whole nother version on it.
And that is actually becoming a reality. There's a lot of, like, in-house people that are starting to gravitate to us to be part of our culture and be part of our company based on what we're doing. But also, I think that there's education that needs to happen to people that are in-house of how to work with, evaluate, track other agencies because it's becoming a lot bigger piece of the line item budget, right? I read an article the other day that said, you know, digital advertising is only 25% of the total marketing budget spend at most major companies.
Wow, that's wrong. Right? That's wrong.
Right?
That's so, upside down.
Yeah, I think that trend's going to continue to grow.
Doesn't the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet resonate with anyone?
Well, I would argue that the larger companies that we've worked with as we've started to bring on more publicly traded companies and private equity backed companies are actually a little less educated in some of these areas because everything's so siloed.
Yeah.
And everything's a little more slow moving. There's red tape that has to happen. And so the small business owners are actually, because for their survival, they have to figure it out.
Yep.
And it is a great lead source. And also newer businesses. I think it goes back to like traditional businesses or businesses that were started before the internet operate differently than businesses that started after the internet because fundamentally, the main driver of most businesses that start after the internet is the internet. Right? And so you orient your company that way.
Absolutely. All right. So number five, and you already hit on this. Again, this is 10 must-have elements to develop your brand identity. Number five is consistency across every channel. Right? So this is whatever, Facebook, Instagram, if you're going to do TikTok, if you're going to do blogs, guest posts, website copy, PR, newsletters, replies, videos, paid advertising.
This is dizzying, Chris. I got to blank it out if I was a business owner because it's too much to handle.
All of that stuff, which by the way, we can handle for you. you've got to have consistent messaging across those. Just like you said, if you've got this killer website and then you come into an office and you look around, you're like, well, this doesn't look like the website that I didn't sign up for this, right? There's a lack of congruity, continuity that happens that Absolutely. Is a dysfunctional experience that will get people to back out of that. So that's five. We're going to actually cut this off now. We're going to do another podcast. That podcast is going to be 473. So if you want to know the remaining five must-have elements to develop your brand identity.
And this is good. I like the energy and flow of like what's going on right now.
Yeah.
So we got to keep this thing
going. We'll keep it going. Yeah. So let's kind of wrap up this podcast. I don't have the exit stuff.
You know how to find us.
Yes, you know how to find us.
We are filmed here.
Yeah, live
you
in Houston.
You can find us wherever you're finding us now.
Yep.
We love you.
If you would like to, if you have a referral.
I don't have transcripts right now.
Yeah,
if you have a referral, why not?
Yeah.
We are taking on new clients now. For a while,
it was on hold.
We you had to literally show up at our office and beat down our door. And like we
with
did.
With a check.
Like I we mean, did take check. On yeah. new clients, okay? But we were trying not to. Now we're opening those doors again. We've hired the right people. We've been able to scale. We built the processes.
Bigger customers.
We are ready for the referrals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you send them to us when they pay their bill. We may pay you or maybe a charity of your choice or exchange of services.
Yeah, a credit for future services. We're willing to, if you got people that you know we can help, please introduce us to us. We'll figure it out. We'll do right by you.
Yeah. We'll be good humans.
Yeah.
As a company, we'll be a good human.
I really like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think that's good. If you'd like to take advantage for your own business and grow your business using the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet, call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business, 713-592-6724. Visit our website, ewebresults.com, and fill out the form that's there, and we'll make contact with you. We have a team of experts who are giving rave reviews that will reach out to you and deliver amazing value for you. Until the next podcast, which for us is going to be really, really soon. My name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. No more bloopers, Mr. Party Abe.
So I bought this one specifically because someone grabbed all the Focus Aid. Focus Aid, and I was like, well, if I party all night, I'm gonna be energized. And like that should help me study, I guess. And then it's all beat up like I have been partying.
Oh yeah. I dropped it 3 times before I could figure out how to open it.